The U.S. Olympic track and field trials are over in Sacramento, California. USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan watched that competition. Hi, Christine.
Good morning, Steve.
So these trials were meant to determine members of the U.S. Olympic team, but the focus seemed to be a lot more on a doping scandal among the athletes.
This is the Balco scandal, you're right, Steve, that has been taking over track and field really for the last 3 or 4 months. And at the center of it is Marion Jones. And she had a roller coaster week here in Sacramento. She had a bad 100 meters, finished fifth, then won the long jump with her best jump since 1998, but then pulled out of the 200 meters, another event that she won the gold medal in 4 years ago at the Olympics in Sydney, pulled out of the 200 meters citing fatigue, saying she woke up Saturday morning tired and she wanted to withdraw. So while she was holding the press conference, the exact same moment she was announcing that, Steve, the women's 200-meter semifinals were going on, Marion Jones stealing the thunder from the athletes who were still competing out on the track. So she'll be in the Olympics in just one event, the long jump, unless she sneaks in back door, replacing someone who may miss out on a spot because of a drug violation, in which case she could have two more events.
Now, another women's athlete, Gail Devers, made some news yesterday because of her age. She had great success at the age of 37.
Yeah, the ripe old age of 37. She's now on her fifth Olympic team. Only Willie White and Carl Lewis, both sprinters and jumpers, have achieved this feat of making 5 U.S. Olympic teams in track and field. Devers won the 100-meter hurdles here on Sunday by 2/1000ths of a second, and she's a renowned hurdler. She's won 10 national titles, but no Olympic gold in the hurdles. Her 2 Olympic gold medals were back in 1992 and 1996 in the 100-meter dash. She's going back to the Olympics one more time to try to get that elusive hurdles gold medal, something that she very much wants to do.
And we should mention, she prefers to use the term seasoned to describe her age.
Well, that's right. And she said, hey, I'm not 50. And, of course, in a couple more Olympiads, she just might be.
So can this Olympic team, now that it's nearly set, get past the embarrassments of the doping scandals?
I think so. You know, in sports, one of the great equalizers, one of the great refreshing things is young talent. It seems to make us forget all of our woes and troubles. And a couple names that I think people will be watching for, Alan Webb, 21, won the metric mile, the 1,500 meters. He's the young man from Reston, Virginia, who broke Jim Ryan's national high school record a few years ago that it stood for 36 years. Alan Webb won the 1,500 meters at the trials on Sunday, and he's had only the 86th fastest time in the world, so he's got to make up some ground. But he's a new hope for the United States in an event the U.S. hasn't won a medal since the 1968 Olympics. And then an 18-year-old, Allison Felix, in the race that Marion Jones jettisoned, Allison Felix, from Los Angeles, won that, the 200 meters, and she's an up-and-coming talent. And I think with Marion Jones, my sense is that we may be getting tired of this story, this big steroid scandal going on, and I think Americans are going to look to Alan Webb or Allison Felix or a couple other sprinters, Sean Crawford, 26 years old, Justin Gatlin, 22, Sonia Richards in the women's 400 meters, 20 years old, and look to these fresh faces and hopefully find a little solace there from the woes of drugs and other things that have been plaguing track and field the last few months.
Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.